that only the agents that are have exceptional relationships with people and are on top of their game are going to survive. A mastermind that's going to elevate them rather than bring them down. So if you're willing to work hard and you're willing to go and be personable, you've got a great opportunity.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
New York Times international best-selling author and radio host Pat Hyben started at the bottom, learning every aspect of real estate, and earned the number one agent in the world ranking from two major real estate companies. Pat will be sharing how he sees the real estate commission's future and how new systems are making huge waves of disruption in the industry.
My name is Dan Roshan. I'm the host of the CPI Podcast, which is the real estate show designed to help top producing agents leverage and scale your business, allowing you to earn more money in less time, for seasoned agents to help you get to the next level of stable income, and for new agents to help you find the right way to freedom and money so that each of you can reach your potential as a person and as a real estate agent, which means you'll have certainty in your future. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the show.
Today, I'm joined with a very special guest, Mr. Pat Hyben. And before Pat says hello to us, I want to tell you a little bit about who Pat is. He is currently the chairman of Rebus University, the host of Real Estate Rockstar Radio, which they've done more than 900, almost 1,000 podcasts. The author of Six Steps to Seven Figures and the co-author of Tribe of Millionaires, who is also written co-authored with David Osborne, Mike McCarthy, and Tim Rode. Incredibly impressive gentlemen. So, Pat, how are you?
Hey, Dan, man. Good to see you again. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So today we're going to be talking about the transition of commissions, of compensation, and where we've been and where we're going. So tell us a little bit about yourself. That's a good starting point, and then we'll dive into the commissions and where we're going. So who is Pat Hyben?
So, you know, Dan, I got into real estate in 1987, at very early age of 21. Went to college, went to Frostburg State College. I got a 2.3 GPA in sociology. I didn't really have much direction. I didn't know what I was going to do. So I jumped into the path of least resistance, which is real estate, and, you know, became a full-time agent. My first year, I sold 10 houses. Then I eventually, you know, brought that up. Home after home after home, became the number one REMAX agent in the world, became the number one Keller Williams agent in the world, went on, sold my team to one of my business partners, one of my top agents, went on book tour for Six Steps to Seven Figures, became an investor in real estate, did one thing that a lot of agents don't do, which is invest in real estate. And then about 5 years ago, I started with David Osborne, a company called GoBundance, which is a men's business fraternity that has grown to 225 members. Now I live in Folly Beach, South Carolina. You know, my license is finally going to expire for the first time without me coming back to Maryland to do the continuing education. So I made a conscious decision recently that I'm not going to the continuing education. I'm going to let it expire. So it'll be, you know, since 87. So whatever that is, 33 years of licensed active agent. And that's my story.
How long did it take you to become number one in REMAX?
Well, it's kind of like it was overnight, but it took 20 years or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it was
an overnight sensation, 20 years in the making.
Yeah, I mean, it was, let's see, I started in 87. That was 2004. So to answer your question, that was 17 years.
Well, Pat, I can't think of a better guest to have than you to talk about where our future is going to be. So tell us, where do you see that the journey of the compensation for real estate agents? Where do you see that we're going in the future? What pitfalls do you see and what opportunity do you see?
Yeah, that's a great question because there's so much. I mean, it's a very fascinating industry right now. It's more fascinating, I think, than ever before, right? And maybe I just didn't see it before because I was in it. But now that I'm out of it, looking down on it, I'm like, wow. I mean, first of all, you have just this massive exchange of agents going on, where agents are being recruited at all-time highs. Like, all gloves are off. You know, there's no rules. Agents are switching brokerages, switching back, jumping all around. I mean, it's this land grab for agents, you know, for body and licenses, which I never noticed before. It was so bad. I think it's really bad now. Bad or good, whoever you're talking to. And then I also see a disruption that's happening. And our industry is so strong with agents getting together and agents fighting rules and regulations and stuff that it has taken so long. Like, there's, like, I read a statistic, I think that $74 billion of real estate commissions were paid in 2018.
Wow.
And that the reason I'm bringing that number up is because that gives you some perspective as to outside companies that are looking in saying, how can I tap into some of that? Or better yet, for some of these companies, how can we disrupt that? Right? How can we explode that? And that's happening. I mean, they're going to get through eventually. I mean, the travel agent business drastically changed 20 years ago. The stock brokerage business drastically changed. The mortgage industry started changing 10 years ago, but the real estate industry really has not been disrupted, right? You don't really see people buying houses online like they can get mortgages, like they can book a trip to Hawaii, like they can buy stocks where they couldn't 20 years ago in any of those industries. So I think really seems like one of the only ways they might be able to break through is to sue the crap out of everybody, which, you know, that there's been several lawsuits. All the major brokerages are getting their pants sued off of. National Association of Realtors has been, or has seven rooms full of documents from lawyers that are suing them now, and really scary. So I think that's eventually going to break through to the commission. And essentially what all these lawsuits are going to do is not necessarily destruct how much the commission is, although that may be an indirect result of it, but is to decouple it. And by decoupling it, it means buyers will pay the buyer agent commission and the sellers will pay the seller agent.
I recently wrote the book, Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI. Consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. I wrote this book because I have sold real estate since 2007 and developed an immense amount of experience and knowledge. During my journey, I've witnessed hundreds and maybe even thousands of real estate agents fail in this business. And I firmly believe that that's a shame. In Real Estate Evolution, I will show you the exact steps that I have used as a real estate salesperson to sell 1 to 15 homes every single month for the past 129 consecutive months. It took me more than 2 decades to learn the sales and persuasion techniques and more than 1 decade to master the real estate sales techniques to be able to produce the content that makes up this book. And it took me more than a year to write at a pace of 3 hours every single day. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income in your business, I invite you to get the book, Real Estate Evolution, and you can get that by visiting www.therealestateevolution.com, and I'll even give it to you for free as long as you pay for the postage.
So where do you see that? You know, I listened to one of your podcasts the other day about Amazon and Zillow. And, you know, the potential for the connection there. Where do you see as, like, who would the disruptors be specifically?
Well, so here's what you have to realize, right? A system can replace a human being. And so what happened in the stock brokerage business is it used to be you had to have a human being at Merrill Lynch or had to have your local guy or whatever to buy a stock. And they had to have another human being in New York on Wall Street go and say, I want to buy $10 worth of Apple stock, and this guy wants to sell $10 worth of Apple stock, and they got to put them together and fill out a piece of paper. If you saw The Wolf of Wall Street, it was like they had a little slip of paper and they had to put it in. You know what I mean? And that's how it was, right? The E-Trade disrupted that, and so you could go on your computer and put in, I want to buy, it's called a bid, And then over here was an ask, which is I want to sell. So you had a bid and an ask. And whenever they met, the transaction happened automatically. And it's the same kind of thing with eBay. eBay was invented and you got a bid and an ask. And when they meet, it happens. You don't need a human being. And essentially, that's what Zillow and some of these big companies are trying to create with the real estate industry is how can we have a bid and an ask that literally at like 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning, somebody wants to sell their house and a guy wants to go in and buy that house. Can he put in a bid and it'll lock it up and it'll be sold and the real estate agent won't be necessary? They're going to build that. It only makes sense. Isn't it inefficient that you have to go back and forth 3 times over the number of days requested in a home inspection contingency? If you know that you don't want to take less than 10 days for a buyer to do a home inspection, you put that in when you list the house, they put in the bid, and if it's 12 days, it just automatically gets kicked back. And renegotiated at 10, then they put it back and it's locked up. And same thing as the price, same thing as closing costs. A computer can easily calculate a net. So you pick a net, irregardless of closing costs, sale price, all that. You pick the net. And if it meets the net, then it locks it up as sold. And so, you know, Zillow wants to do that. And then the reason we were talking about Amazon, because Kerry Grinkmeyer has a prediction that Amazon were one of these 8 or 9 companies that are large enough to make money off of real estate agents and real estate sales, let's say, are going to basically take the commission and crunch it all up and squeeze all the juice out of it because they don't care about the commission because all they want to do is sell you products to put in your home. And you might say, well, how many toilets or cans of paint can I buy from Amazon? It's not about that. It's really about them selling you smart technology, technology like a refrigerator that's going to say, okay, your ketchup bottle is empty, and the next day you have Prime delivers you a ketchup bottle full of ketchup. Technology that's going to say your toilet is running water, and then they're automatically going to send you one of those little black floater balls that floats in your toilet. You know, all of that stuff. We were talking yesterday, and this is extreme, but this is where it's coming, is like literally they have smart toilets now that will analyze your urine and tell you, hey, your white blood cells are low. We want to recommend these supplements or these vitamins that are going to help your white blood cell count. And then you buy it from Amazon. So that's the kind of thing down the line where they say, you know, we don't care about the commission. We just want to sell the house for free under this bid-ask technology and make it easier at the same time and get the sale of ketchup until the people die.
So if you're a real estate agent today, do you see an opportunity for a real estate agent for the future?
So I don't know deep into the future, but I know today and tomorrow and a couple of years into the future, I think that you can go to LegalZoom and get a lot of stuff done. You can buy a lot of stock on E-Trade and Ameritrade and all this. But if you want an angry lawyer to represent you, or you have a lot of questions that you don't feel like Googling the answers to, you pay extra and you get a lawyer. Same thing with stocks, right? You could do all that, but if you want advice and you want to be able to text somebody and say, hey, buy, you know, 100 shares of Amazon or whatever, you get a stockbroker and you pay them 1.5% or 1% instead of $4. The same thing is going to happen with real estate agents. There's going to be people that pay real estate agents commissions, even if they pay the buyer agent and the seller pays a seller agent, but they're only going to pay the good ones. They're only going to pay the ones that they have relationships with, that are on top of their game, that are worth it. Because if you're just a lockbox key, they're not going to use you. There's going to be an opportunity for people to enter homes through a code without an agent. They don't need a human being. Video cameras verifying that it's who they say they are. It's just this. Think about how easy it is. Have you ridden one of those scooters down in D.C. or Northern Virginia?
Sure. Yeah.
And all you got to do is swipe your credit card or your driver's license or whatever over it, and you got a scooter. And why can't you do that same technology with looking at a house, right? You show them your driver's license, and they verify it, and they let you in a house, right? You know, so that's what's going to happen. Only the agents that are have exceptional relationships with people and are on top of their game are going to survive, really.
So you see this as a large weeding out process where the agent that chooses not to treat it like a profession and a business and chooses not to create those relationships will be very much struggling to succeed. Is that what I understand you saying?
100%. You know, they used to need us to pull up listings. They used to need the agent because the MLS wasn't public. They used to need the agent to tell them what the house was. Well, now there's like seven websites that'll tell you what your house is.
Sure.
So they used to need an agent to let them in. Now 50% of most of the rentals that I know of out there, they don't have agents letting them in. They're just electronic lockbox. So they're needing the agent less and less and less. And I really see a diminish in the number of agents drastically, and the ones that will survive are the ones that they want, not that they need. Oh, I got to get Dan. He's an expert at that, and he's great at that, and he's worth it.
Yeah, so it seems just like those attorneys that you're saying using LegalZoom, if I'm looking for somebody with a certain expertise, where if it's not LegalZoom, I can fill out the paperwork, boom, go. Yet if I have an area where I don't necessarily have a knowledge in, that's where the real estate agent, the true professional, would be able to step in at that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Got it. So then, that being the case, how do you see the opportunity for the real estate agent? Is it just simply just to treat it as a business, be the professional, and create great relationships and systematically run your business?
Yeah, probably more than ever. Like, more than ever, you need to be the guy with the bedside manner, the guy that's willing to listen, that's willing to answer questions, that's willing to drive to their house, you know, that picks up the phone and talks to them, that's more of a human being. Because the more of a human being that you are, the more your value is going to go up. If you become less and less a human being, like only talking by text, never wanting to meet them and just doing DocuSign, although that stuff, you know, works and is efficient, the reality of it is they're like, eventually they're going to be like, you know, next time I'm not going to use an agent. Next time I'll just put it into the bid ask system that Amazon has and let the chips fall where they may. It's already there. They got Redfin Direct. Right. You put it in Redfin, you go, you see the house. It's not, if you want to buy it, it's not in the MLS. You just hit Redfin Direct, you make an offer, and there's no agent. Right. It's just all done on the computer. So it's already coming.
No, I appreciate that. And I completely get, you know, because for me, you know, I got started in real estate sales in 2007. And in 2007, it took a lot of work because of the shift of the market. And I was completely fine with that because I had to work harder. I had to be more creative. I had to specialize in short sales, which at the time nobody wanted to do. So I see that there's opportunity when there's shifts in the marketplace, when the marketplace becomes more difficult. Do you see, besides being a professional, besides, you know, being relational and having those relationships, do you see an opportunity for somebody that's a hard worker that, you know, wants to benefit from that?
The greatest thing about real estate is how much money you can make. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that was one of the reasons they got in it and stayed in it, because the commissions were so high, quite frankly. And you can, even nowadays, you sell a car as a car salesman, you might make $500.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, if that. So real estate agents can make $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 per sale. And so there's a huge opportunity. Now more than ever, people are responding to agents that are in their face, like door knocking agents. I talk to agents on my show, Real Estate Rockstars, where door knocking, get 15 listings their first year, just door knocking. And obviously all 15 of those listings, they knew other agents, but
sure,
the agents weren't in their face. So if you're willing to work hard and you're willing to go and be personable, where other people are not, other agents are getting less and less personable, you've got a great opportunity.
You already know 87% of all real estate agents fail in this business. And you also know it doesn't have to be that way. If you're a real estate agent and you're looking for consistent and predictable income, I invite for you to get your free copy of Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, consistent and predictable income for real estate agents. And you can do so when you visit www.therealestateevolution.com. I'll share with you your book that I authored to show you the way. And it's free. You just have to pay for the shipping. Thanks.
Pat, tell us about your new book.
All right, so we wrote this book. It's called Tribe of Millionaires. It's a fable, but it's a fable based on facts. So we wrote a book. There's a character. His name is Ethan Martinez, and Ethan loses touch with his dad on purpose. He has a falling out, and he doesn't speak to his dad for 20 years. And he goes to his dad's funeral, and the six pallbearers at the funeral are all billionaires and multimillionaires. And he is shocked because he's like, how did my dad start hanging around these rich people, these successful people, healthy people, well-rounded millionaire people? They take him aside afterwards and they say, well, your dad has a special way to present his estate. And he said, the only way you're going to get your dad's money is if you spend a week with us on an island and immerse yourself with us, these rich, healthy guys. So he says, of course, I'll go. And he flies to an island with them. And over the course of a week, he discovers certain things that happen automatically by immersing himself with these six pallbearers. And the book's about the process that he goes through and what he actually discovers. And the book is based on real life in that we wrote it based on our members. We have 225 members of GoBundance now. And, you know, we took real life stories of how their lives have changed once they got involved in a mastermind and they started talking to each other and comparing notes and setting goals. And we made characters in the book have those same experiences. And Ethan has those same experiences.
Can you give us, and I know that, you know, if one wants to get all the lessons, they're going to have to order the book. Yeah. Can you give us one lesson that Ethan learns?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, so there's six lessons and I'll read them to you. There's the influence effect. There's the multiplier effect. There's the accountability effect. There's the authenticity effect. There's the purpose effect. And there's the connection effect. And like the multiplier effect is interesting. There's, if you read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill basically said that unequivocally, the one thing that most rich people had in common is where they were part of a mastermind. And what a mastermind is, when you have two minds come together, it creates a third mind. And that third mind is actually an exponentially more intelligent mind than the two added together. And that's what happens when you get four or five people together and they're sharing ideas. It just clicks. Things go, oh, wow, that's a great way to do it. Oh, you should try this. Da, 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 da. And it just happens. And Napoleon went as far as to say that the number one reason why most people fail to become rich is because they don't grasp or they don't fall in line with the good mastermind, a mastermind that's going to elevate them rather than bring them down. In the book, we have a quote that says, wrong tribe confound, the right tribe compound. And the multiplier effect is that it's a compounding effect. Where all of a sudden you're like, wow, you know, doing so much better than I was. My circumstances, my life, everything about what I'm doing is so much better now that I've been hanging around these people. There's a quote by Jim Rohn that's, you are the average of the five people you hang around the most. It's kind of a cliche because it's so popular, but it's just so true.
What would you do to elevate those relationships? I know that you have masterminds and with GoBundance you created, started from a small mastermind, if I understand that correctly, and then grew large. Is that right?
Yes.
And you were very selective, assuming selective throughout the entire process. Yet start at the beginning of that when it was a small group. How did you gentlemen connect with each other and actually form that small mastermind before it got 220 some person mastermind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it started out with David Osborne and I. We met at another conference, and what we were told to do at that conference is create our own peer partner relationship, and which is like a two-person mastermind where we hold each other accountable. And then over time, we added Tim Rode as a third person where we would just share goals, do things together, and figure out how we're going to do better next year than we did this year. And so people started being attracted to it, and we started adding more and more people to our mastermind. And it got to the point where we were just letting people tag along, friends tag along, business associates tag along for free. And we said, you know, we should just start charging money for this. And then we kind of opened it up to everybody. Now we have 225 some members. There's a women's division called GoBundance Women, has 42 members. They just started. That's kind of what's happened. And now what we do, we get together, all of us, but at the same time, we break everybody up into 4 to 6 people groups because it's most effective when you're in that smaller group.
Sure. Where do you see for your future, Pat, for yours specifically?
For me personally or for GoBundance?
What?
Yeah.
for Pat Hyman?
I mean, that's a great question. You know, I've had my podcast for almost 5 years now. I'm pushing over 900 episodes. I've actually put it up for sale. And when that sells, when my license finally expires, a little bit scared. I don't know what the future holds in 2020, kind of on a journey there. Because I think I'm going to hire a coach kind of with that. That's kind of going to tell me what the next chapter should be.
Yeah, I have a feeling that by 2021, we will see something amazing from Pat Hyman.
I don't know, but we'll see. Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Well, I admire you so much, Pat. Show us your book one more time and tell us how we can get that.
Tribeofmillionaires.com. And guys, you could get this on Amazon. It's $20. But if you go to tribeofmillionaires.com, you get it for free. So we printed about 1,000 of these, giving away about 700 for free. Got 300 some left. And all you got to do is pay the shipping. It's $7. All we ask is you read it. If you like it, leave us a review on Amazon. So we're giving away the first 1,000 for free. So that's tribeofmillionaires.com.
Hey, free's better than $20. Thank you, Pat. Really appreciate you. And if I can ever help you in any way, please let me know. And I really appreciate you. Thanks, Pat.
My pleasure.
All right.
Hate the feeling of missing out and not knowing where to start? Aside from grabbing a copy of The Real Estate Evolution, the 10-step guide to CPI, we also encourage you to join our ever-growing group, the Consistent and Predictable Income Community. Apply for a membership at the Consistent and Predictable Income Community on Facebook and visit us at thecpicommunity.com online to listen to our previous superstar interviews.
This is Mitch Steven. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Dan Roshan.
Dan is a top team leader in the DC area with Keller Williams. And he breaks down his journey. He's somebody that, you know, struggled for the first 6 months, like so many real estate agents do, and then something clicked.
He helped me tremendously, specifically with creating systems in place.
It's very important to have a process in place that works, not just for you, but for also the client.
If you are still listening, it is because you align with the CPI community. That means that you love to learn. You are ambitious, qualified, smart, and professional. Mostly, you understand that you're in charge to design your life. If you do not want to wait until next week's show is posted, I invite you right now to visit www.thecpicommunity.com, which is the official website of the CPI community. There, you'll have access to eavesdrop on past conversations I've had with the top salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs. The content is free and there's no opt-in. If you really want to hit the ground running, I encourage you to apply on the homepage of thecpicommunity.com to become CPI certified. It is a compensated service, and those that have become certified have reported back that they have more than tripled their business sales and done so in 20% less time. The CPI certification is a part of the CPI curriculum, which is the blueprint where you will learn the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks. Lastly, I invite for you to share this podcast with others who are competitive, love to learn, assertive, relationship-based, self-starters, just like you, so they can also benefit. And please leave us a rating or a review and subscribe now so that you'll be notified of the next show. Thank you again. I'll see you on the next show. To your success.
If you're a real estate agent and you're located outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and you have a client that wants to buy a home, sell a home, or invest in real estate in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, consider to refer to me. I promise that when you do so, we'll treat them like gold, update you throughout the process, and most importantly, we'll make you look good. And we'll pay you a nice referral fee. If you're a real estate agent in the Northern Virginia, Maryland, or Washington, D.C. area, and you're seeking certainty and predictability in your business, contact me now. I'd love to be able to set up a conversation to show you how we can help you to close transactions every single month of the year. Just imagine January, February, March, April, May, every month of the year that you have income coming into your pocket to help you and your family. Hit me up on social media or email me, Dan@greetingsvirginia.com. Love to set up a time to chat.